Your days are numbered. Use them to throw open the windows of your soul to the sun. If you do not, the sun will soon set, and you with it. We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them. Caretake this moment. Immerse yourself in its particulars. Respond to this person, this challenge, this deed. Quit evasions. Stop giving yourself needless trouble. It is time to really live. To fully inhabit the situation you happen to be in now. It is not that we have so little time, but that we lose so much. The life we receive is not short, but we make it so. We are not ill provided, but we use what we have wastefully. People are frugal in guarding their personal property. But as soon as it comes to squandering time, they are most wasteful of the one thing in which it is right to be stingy. Do you wish to rise? Begin by descending. You plan a tower that will pierce the clouds. Lay first the foundation of humility. Content makes poor men rich. Discontent makes rich men poor. A wrongdoer is often a man who has left something undone. Not always one who has done something. What really frightens and dismays us is not external events themselves, but the way in which we think about them. It is not things that disturb us, but our interpretation of their significance. How ridiculous and how strange to be surprised at anything which happens in life. All you have to do is remember that whatever's going on inside someone else's mind is the same thing that's going on in yours. When you remember this, you realize that there's no reason to be frightened of anyone or anything. It is in your power to withdraw yourself whenever you desire. Perfect tranquility within consists in the good ordering of the mind, the realm of your own. Remember two things. One, that everything has always been the same and keeps recurring, and it makes no difference whether you see the same things recur in 100 years or 200 or in an infinite period. 2. that the longest lived, and those who will die soonest, lose the same thing. The present is all that they can give up, since that is all you have. And what you do not have, you cannot lose. So you know how things stand. Now forget what they think of you. Be satisfied if you can live the rest of your life, however short, as your nature demands. Focus on that, and don't let anything distract you. You've wandered all over and finally realized that you never found what you were after. How to live. Not in syllogisms. Not in money or fame or self-indulgence. Nowhere. If you live in harmony with nature, you will never be poor. If you live according what others think, you will never be rich. The great man does not think beforehand of his words, that they may be sincere, nor of his actions, that they may be resolute. He simply speaks and does what is right. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won, even before you have started. Never depend on the admiration of others. There is no strength in it. Personal merit cannot be derived from an external source. It is not to be found in your personal associations, nor can it be found in the regard of other people. It is a fact of life that other people, even people who love you, will not necessarily agree with your ideas, understand you, or share your enthusiasms. Grow up. Who cares what other people think about you? Do not try to seem wise to others. If you want to live a wise life, live it on your own terms and in your own eyes. When one's mind dwells on the objects of senses, fondness for them grows on him. From fondness comes desire, from desire, anger. Anger leads to bewilderment. Bewilderment to loss of memory of true self. And by that, intelligence is destroyed. And with the destruction of intelligence, he perishes. Wealth is the slave of a wise man, the master of a fool. Many a man thinks he is buying pleasure, when he is really selling himself to it. The only thing that is more expensive than education is ignorance. We must not believe the many who say that only free people ought to be educated. But we should rather believe the philosophers who say that only the educated are free. The man who asks a question is a fool for a minute. The man who does not ask is a fool for life. If you are the smartest person in the room, then you are in the wrong room. Six mistakes mankind keeps making, century after century. Believing that personal gain is made by crushing others. Worrying about things that cannot be changed or corrected. Insisting that a thing is impossible because we cannot accomplish it. Refusing to set aside trivial preferences. Neglecting development and refinement of the mind. Attempting to compel others to believe and live as we do. Concentrate every minute on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Yes, you can, if you do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life, and stop being aimless. Stop letting your emotions override what your mind tells you. Stop being hypocritical, self-centered, irritable. You see how few things you have to do to live a satisfying and reverent life. If you can manage this, that's all even the gods can ask of you. Do not disturb yourself by picturing your life as a whole. Do not assemble in your mind the many and varied troubles which have come to you in the past and will come again in the future. But ask yourself, with regard to every present difficulty, what is there in this that is unbearable and beyond endurance? You would be ashamed to confess it. And then remind yourself that it is not the future, or what has passed, that afflicts you, but always the present. And the power of this is much diminished if you take it in isolation and call your mind to task if it thinks that it cannot stand up to it when taken on its own. Kindness is unconquerable, so long as it is without flattery or hypocrisy. For what can the most insolent man do to you, if you contrive to be kind to him? And if you have the chance, gently advise and calmly show him what is right, and point this out tactfully and from a universal perspective. But you must not do this with sarcasm or reproach, but lovingly and without anger in your soul. It is within our power not to make a judgment about something, and so not disturb our minds, for nothing in itself possesses the power to form our judgments. The chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control, and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Where then do I look for good and evil? Not to uncontrollable externals, but within myself, to the choices that are my own. Confusion, I was taught, is the beginning of understanding. When you transform your mind, everything you experience is transformed. Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. If you fail to achieve your goal, change the strategy, not the goal. Success does not consist in never making mistakes, but in never making the same one a second time. You don't stop laughing when you grow old. You grow old when you stop laughing. The happiness and unhappiness of the rational, social animal depends not on what he feels, but on what he does. Just as his virtue and vice consist not in feeling, but in doing. And in the case of superior things, like stars, we discover a kind of unity in separation. The higher we rise on the scale of being, the easier it is to discern a connection. Even among things, separated by vast distances. Ma'am. What are you talking about? Me in chains. You may fetter my leg, but my will, not even Zeus himself, can overpower. If someone tried to take control of your body and make you a slave, you would fight for freedom. Yet, how easily you hand over your mind to anyone who insults you. When you dwell on their words and let them dominate your thoughts, you make them your master. Well-being is attained little by little, and nevertheless, is no little thing itself. When you bury my body, don't build any momentum, and keep my hands outside, so that the world knows that the person who won the whole world had nothing in his hand while dying. Happiness consists more in the small conveniences of pleasures that occur every day than in great pieces of good fortune that happen, but seldom to a man, in the course of his life. Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom. And no such thing as public liberty, without freedom of speech. You will earn the respect of all. If you begin by earning the respect of yourself, don't expect to encourage good deeds in people conscious of your own misdeeds. Confine yourself to the present. When you are disturbed by events and lose your serenity, quickly return to yourself, and don't stay upset longer than the experience lasts. For you will have more mastery over your inner harmony by continually returning to it. If there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nations. When there is order in the nations, there will be peace in the world. Imagine for yourself a character, a model personality, whose example you determine to follow, in private as well as in public. When you feel burning desire for something that appears pleasureful, you are like a person under a spell. Instead of acting on impulse, take a step back. Wait till the enchantment fades, and you can see things as they are. It is difficult to bring people to goodness with lessons, but it is easy to do so by example. Hang on to your youthful enthusiasms. You'll be able to use them better when you're older. You cannot choose the era, nationality, family, and body into which you are born. But to act well in your given role, this is your sphere of power. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength.